News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Before all that, though, the former Taoiseach, Iar Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, has called on all parties to make a pledge on Irish unity. The former Taoiseach says new ideas like the Dáil sitting in Stormont at times or British passport holders in Cabinet need to be considered. He says every party running in the next Dáil elections should make manifesto pledges that Irish unification is an objective, not an aspiration, and back the establishment of a new Ireland forum to plan for it. Doug Beattie, Ulster Unionist Party Justice Spokesperson, MLA for Upper Ban as well, joins us now. Doug, your reaction to what the former Taoiseach had to say?
Look, I'm going to be really honest. Wanting a united Ireland is a fair aspiration. It's not my aspiration. My aspiration is for a united kingdom, and that's what I will be doing with my party, is to secure that for everybody within Northern Ireland. But I'll say this as well, is that we get this every 3 months. Every 3 months, somebody pops up, and it was just a few days ago, Mary Lou McDonald popped up and said, border poll by 2030. And then somebody else pops up and says, Ireland for unification now. It happens every 3 months like clockwork. And that's fine, and I don't mind that people do that. But there's no tick box for me as an Ulster Unionist. I'm an Irishman. I'm a proud Irishman, but I'm an Ulster Unionist and I want the United Kingdom, and that's what I'm going to work for. So it's okay for Leo Varadkar to say what he wants to say. I've got to say this as well. He could have said it while he was a Taoiseach. He didn't. but he's doing it now, and that's fine.
He was asked about that. He said, look, one of the great things about stepping back from electoral office is I don't really have to worry about what people in politics or in the media really think about me anymore. So he's freer to express his opinions.
and that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure you can identify with that as a politician, Doug.
Absolutely, I can. But does that mean that when he was a Taoiseach, he didn't believe this? He didn't think it was something to fight for? You can question that, and he's right. It doesn't matter what people think. He can say as he wishes. But as people think about what he's saying, they still reflect on the person who's saying it. And that is, when he had the opportunity, when he had the platform, he didn't bother. Now he is. Does that mean he didn't, when he was a Taoiseach, believe that this was the way forward? So, look, I don't want to attack the individual in any shape or form. And like I said earlier, I don't want to attack anybody's aspirations for United Ireland. It's not mine. Mine is to make Northern Ireland work for all of its people, regardless of their religion, regardless of their sexual orientation or their community background or where they come from, okay. Just for all of the people.
A couple of things I'd like to tease out with you. I thought it was interesting that he backed the establishment of a new Ireland forum to plan for it. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm old enough to remember the last new Ireland forum in the 1980s, and no unionist party sat in it, and Margaret Thatcher famously dismissed all of its three recommendations with the immortal out, out, out line. Would you sit in a new Ireland forum in that scenario?
No. And why would anybody want me to? I've already expressed the fact that I want the United Kingdom. Why would I be part of a forum to help design something I don't want to achieve? And that's a United Ireland. So, no, I don't feel that I would be part of a forum, and there's no tick box for me. You can't say to me, well, we'll do this and this to appease you as a unionist so you can come on board and want a united Ireland. It simply doesn't work. So you can change the flag, you can change the constitution, you can change the anthem if you so wish, but that won't persuade me. Look, I'm not an economic unionist. It's as simple as that. I believe in Northern Ireland as part of the United Kingdom, and that's what I will work for.
Okay, do you accept, though, that, and your position is absolutely legitimate, I'm not questioning that in the slightest, but do you accept that maybe your position, that position, not your position, but that position has weakened since Brexit, that there is momentum, let me put it like that, towards a united Ireland, or more momentum towards a united Ireland?
No, I don't agree that there's more momentum at all. Yes, more people are talking about it, and that's fine. Nobody should be stopped from talking about what they want to achieve. And that's why I say it's a fair aspiration. But there's no momentum. If you look here in Northern Ireland and you look at the Republican and Nationalist movement up here, it hasn't grown at all. I think 1% since 1998. So it hasn't moved. And we all should be working to what the Belfast Agreement says. And the Belfast Agreement says if there's likely to be the majority who want constitutional change. And we're nowhere near that. And the Prime Minister has already said it's not on the horizon. One of his ministers has said it's not a priority. It's simply not there. We're nowhere near.
Do you think there would be a no vote if there was a referendum? Do you think it would be no vote in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, I think it would be overwhelmingly no vote in Northern Ireland. It would be different in Ireland, of course, but if there was a border poll held, it would be overwhelmingly no vote in Northern Ireland. So I don't think we're anywhere close to meeting the criteria for a border poll. But that doesn't stop people having that aspiration. That's fine. But look, when it starts to detract from trying to make this place work, and we've got huge difficulties, and when it starts to cloud what we're trying to achieve, then it really becomes a problem. And it does come out every 3 months. We get this, and every 3 months we'll have to say, "Look, you know, let's get on and make Northern Ireland work." But you know, that's just the nature of politics.
Is it being used as a political football? Do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's being used as a political football. I think some people do it because they want to keep this as a focus for them. It's the raison d'être. If you look at Sinn Féin, you know, if you take away Irish unity away from them, they suddenly crumble as a political party. If you said to them, you know, the only thing you have to focus on is making Ireland better for its people, and you no longer have to focus on reunification, the party would have no direction whatsoever. So for some, it has to be said because that's the only thing they have. But there's other parties in Ireland who work to try and improve the lives of all the people in Ireland. And there's political parties, all political parties from right across the society in Northern Ireland who work to improve the lives of people in Northern Ireland. That's a good way to be.
Does it worry you, just finally, as a moderate unionist, if I can call you that, does it worry you that positions, if anything, seem to be more entrenched? I mean, on the nationalist side, I think you kind of have the return of fireside republicanism. You have the whole the kneecap phenomenon, if you want to use that shorthand. And then on the unionist side, and I know you've been very outspoken about this in recent days and weeks, you have some people in the unionist community objecting to the establishment of a Gaelscoil in East Belfast. Does that worry you that positions are more entrenched or seem to be becoming more entrenched?
Well look, the problem in Northern Ireland is that we all seem to work towards the minorities, and it's the minorities who have entrenched themselves. The majority of people in Northern Ireland, regardless of which community they come from, the majority of people here in Northern Ireland just get on with life. The language, the Irish language, doesn't affect anybody here. I was against, and I'll be honest with you, I was against having an Irish Language Act or an Ulster Scots Act, by the way. But I'm not against the Irish language, and therefore having a school is no threat to me as a unionist. It doesn't threaten my identity in any shape or form. So what I would say, and I think it's really important for your listeners to understand this, it's the minorities in Northern Ireland which are entrenched. It's not the majority. The majority are just getting on and trying to eke a way through this very difficult life that we all have to live.
Okay, we will leave it there. Doug Beattie, Ulster Unionist Party Justice Spokesperson, MLA for Upper Bann. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you make of Leo Varadkar's comments. Should all parties have a pledge to make a United Ireland an objective in the next general election? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.